miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
People are sending us naked photos from their trips at to the naked resorts. One outside in Leavenworth, Kansas. Terry sent us a picture of his ass. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate that. All right. Well, especially appreciates that.
Well, we're going to get Len Dog off the cover of Old Man Ass Quarterly.
Obviously. I think Terry should be on there for 1 month, man.
Yeah. He's up next. Once we start publishing again.
Third quarter. You're up.
Yeah, third quarter.
Well, I think I'm missing page one there.
That's an important page.
You won't ask any questions and you'll yell at us.
A lot of times when you jump just to page two, you don't get all of the story.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. So let's just start.
Like, what do you mean by big logo?
Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, that's not obvious.
Thanks, Nick. Go back to your room.
Older people who use the cannabis are not talking about it with their doctors as much as they should be.
Oh, what are they, afraid?
Yeah.
Research in the American Journal of Drug and Alcohol Abuse finds only a minority of people older than 50 are reporting use, whether it is for medical or recreational reasons.
When you guys are at these, you know, when you go for a physical, and there's a questionnaire usually that says, you know, 1 to 2 drinks, 6 to 7 drinks, 12 to 14 drinks, whatever. It doesn't actually say weed written down there, but the doctor will say, do you use drugs? And if you say yes to weed, I'm sure you have, Todd. They ask you 1 to 2 joints, 3 to 4 joints.
No.
How do they quantify how much weed you smoke?
They don't ask for quantity. They just ask if I do.
Okay.
They ask me how many times a week.
Oh, they have asked you for weed? Okay, okay. What, did you say is 7 the max?
I was like, probably like 4 or 5.
Okay.
I was being honest with them.
And they don't care, right? Except the smoking part, right?
Yeah, they weren't happy about that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, smoking weed, I mean. As opposed to, like, what if you just took, like, 4 or 5 edibles a week? Would the doctors have anything negative at all to say to you?
No, they didn't even ask what form.
Okay.
They were like, do you have a gravity bong?
I'm just asking because obviously smoking anything is not good for you. But weed is okay for you. As we've learned, it's not like alcohol. Alcohol can kill you unless you're Pete
Ricketts. They would rather you smoke weed than cigarettes.
I know, but say but say you go in and say, I don't smoke anything, but I do have 5 or 6 edibles a week. And is there anything negative a doctor could say then? Depending on the doctor's opinion on it, right?
It has to do with what they know about drug interactions.
Right.
Sure, and if you are taking something that they know for sure will interact poorly with it.
Got it.
But I know for sure if there's anything negative to be said about it. Dr. Mina will tell us this week.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I get that. That's why I'm throwing it out there. Yeah. She's a buzzkill.
So overall, the study found.
When it comes to drugs and alcohol.
It comes to everything that gives you a buzz.
Such a buzzkill.
It's like she is a doctor or something. Right.
Yelling at us for booze.
I won't huff paint.
Well, she went to Yale. I mean, she's not right all the time.
Overall, the study found that nearly 1 in 10 used cannabis over the last year, people over 50, I guess. Nearly a fifth of those people used cannabis for a medical purpose, to some extent at least, to treat chronic pain, depression, or diseases like arthritis. The rest, 81%, were recreational users, people who reported using cannabis for medical reasons. That, you know, 20% were more than 4 times more likely than non-medical users to discuss their use with a healthcare professional. Still, only a minority of medical users did this, which the authors say implies that some are self-treating without consulting a doctor, which the rest of us go, yeah.
Self-medicating? I never heard that.
Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about here.
I've never heard or done that.
No. Don't know what you're talking about.
In some states, you can't consult a doctor and have them go, try weed. Yeah, so you kind of only have one choice.
Yeah, but doctors know it's out there. So they don't put their head in the sand. Even doctors in Nebraska are not putting their head in the sand because weed's not legal.
But they can't, you know, make it a doctor prescription.
No, they can't do it.
So then you're left to just self-medicate because that's the only way you can.
Take 3 shots of vodka and call me in the morning. They should say that once in a while. They don't.
Yeah, they weren't surprised at all when I was like, yeah, do that. They were like, where do you get it?
Yeah. Do you have a guy? Right. Do you have a guy?
You know that's illegal.
Pine Valley is home to the number one ranked golf course in the United States of America. It's in 20 miles south of Philadelphia.
Oh, I heard this story yesterday.
Yeah. It's exclusive.
Oh, I hear what they did, though.
What'd they do? Something good?
Well, yeah, start.
They voted this weekend.
It's what did Southwest say? They're taking small steps.
Yeah.
And this is what they did. They're taking small steps to do what, Craig?
They voted this weekend.
Yep.
To allow female members and unrestricted women's play.
Wow.
For the first time in its 108-year history.
Man, what's next?
Way to go all 21st century.
There had to be some old dudes still pissed.
Jeez.
There is just one public road.
Skirts are allowed in here now.
It's a slippery slope towards minorities.
Yep, it is.
Next thing we're going to be letting black guys in.
Still keeping that out.
The town's 23 houses are owned by the Pine Valley members, and the land is leased from the golf club, which also delivers the mail. The club has a secret list of 1,000 members, which is believed to include or have included, at least at one point in time, names like George H.W. Bush, Sean Connery, Jack Nicklaus, and Roger Goodell.
Oh, it's
previously
that's a nice course.
Yeah. Previously, women could only play as guests on Sunday afternoons.
Jeez.
And there was a time.
That's like caddy day at the pool.
Yeah.
they could play for 15 minutes and they're out.
There was a time when they weren't even allowed on the property.
Oh, my God.
Up until when? That was probably pretty recent.
So they obviously rented nobody. They didn't rent the place out for wedding reception or anything like that, so obviously women would be there then. So just guys golfing, and that's it, and dudes waiting on them.
How can
you get away with that?
Well, it's a private club. You do what you want.
Yeah.
They say, we will begin immediately identifying women candidates for membership with the expectation of having our first women members in the club by the end of this year. As has been our custom, all prospective candidates must be socially compatible, share a deep passion for the game of golf, and be able to play the golf course level our founder, George Crump, intended. Now, keep in mind, this is the number one ranked golf course in the United States. You got to be a damn good golfer to even be included to be able to be in this club.
Right. But there's some dude hackers out there, so...
No. They are saying you have to be able to play this golf course with the skill level our founder, George Crump, intended.
So are they going to watch you go around once?
They must.
There are a lot of women that know how to play golf. Yeah. God.
You probably have to have a registered handicap of a certain number.
Right.
Sort of thing. There's a lot of good
golfers. Or do they just take your word for it?
I doubt that.
We'd like you to be a really good golfer and maybe white. We'd like to be kind of white.
There are,
if you can, please.
That'd be a big bonus.
If there's 1,000 members, not all those guys are great golfers. They know how to hit the ball. So that's crap. This is a way to get women. We'll let 3 women in that can play golf.
Well, they have had this rule that you have to be able to play for over 100 years.
1,000 people are not great golfers anywhere in the country.
I can't answer that. Right. I'm just saying that's what their rules are. Now then, there are approximately 3,670 private golf clubs in the United States today. Fewer than a dozen remain men's only.
Okay, good.
Now then, in a letter to the membership, the club president, Jim Davis, said, several years ago, I was playing golf in our spring members weekend with our late fellow member and friend Jack. During the round, we discussed this very topic several years ago. And as we were walking through the woods to our tee shots on the 15th hole, Jack said something to me I'll never forget. He said, remember, we don't want to be on the wrong side of history. He says, I'm convinced this change puts us on the right side of history.
4 years later.
Yeah, several years later.
Yeah, fewer than a dozen. Keep in mind, let's go back to fewer than a dozen men's only clubs out of 3,670.
Yeah, they were actually. Yeah.
They want to be on the right side of history.
Yeah, we want to be the last guy on the wrong side of history.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious what the 12, if we know any of the clubs that are men's only.
They're fighting the good fight.
No, because country clubs are just that. Usually country clubs are men and women. That's just what it was, you know, for years.
Now, Golf Digest ranks this as not only number one in America's 100 greatest golf courses, but also number one in Golf Digest criterion known as challenge, with many forced carries and abundance of sand and severe hazards on every hole.
I hate those frickin' top 100 golf courses.
Because you can't play them?
And 90 of them you can't play.
Yeah.
There's maybe 10, 15 public courses on there, on any of those lists.
So it's just kind of a stupid list.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's just like neener. Come on. It's an exclusive elitist sport, always has been. You know, I play the game, but I've always hated the pomp and circumstance around it that makes it elitist. I've always hated
it.
I just
too.
Hate it. I hate it, you know?
It's really stuffy.
And it's just stuffy crap, especially when a guy, and especially when people get into that situation. I know people that are not stuffy at all, and then when they walk in there, they become stuffy, you know? Well, you do this. Yeah. You have to do this. You have to do that.
Now, if somebody invited me to go play Pine Valley, well, of course I would go play Pine Valley.
You put your skirt on and go.
Right. I also like spinning around the little par three here because it's really inclusive.
Right.
Golf needs more places like that.
Well, you could run into Goodell and, talk to him about the Todd rule.
I think they're going to take care of that.
Security.
They're finally going to go. They're going to be on the right side of history on that one soon enough.
I love that two old white dudes are walking through the woods. We should let the broads in. One of them said that. Yeah, we don't bring the wrong side of history when it comes to the broads.
And it stood out to him so much he could remember the specific part of the course they were on.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Like somebody said something woke. Are you kidding me?
I'm trying to find a list of the remaining men's only golf courses. And the closest thing I can find was an article from 2012 that said there were four in the Chicago area alone.
Really?
Four men's only golf courses.
It's like they're not beating their chest about it.
No. No, it's not. It's not a big selling
point. It's like they're being clandestine about it.
Yeah.
Are they, we mentioned nudist colonies. Is there nude golf? Anybody got a course? Even a par three naked?
Yeah, maybe somewhere that only allows dudes.
Where can I go with a bunch of guys naked, Craig? I'm just asking for a friend. Pretty much that friend's Nick. Because he just came out and said it. I was trying to be a little more subtle about it. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have golf shoes on and be naked because you're going to have to wear some sort of shoe. I'm not golfing barefoot. I know some people do, but, you know.
It would be such a bad look bending over for the tee all day.
It'd be not a good naked look. Hey, can you get that tee for me? Can you get the flag for me? No, don't get the flag for me.
Just leave.
Because you're going to bend right over. And I'm going to see your nuts.
Somebody's squatting down to read the green.
Well, first of all, you're going to be in carts, too, just slapping the nuts on that leather seat on the golf
Steve,
cart.
Steve, stand up.
On
Jesus.
A hot day. Every time you go on the seat.
That would be awful.
Your sticky ass just sticks in that vinyl seats on the golf course.
Well, you could use your balls as a plumb bob.
And by the way,
you need the caddy behind you.
But you know what you would never do? Because, you know, when you're two guys at a golf cart, sometimes you'll just switch. Somebody gets the car, I'll take the car. You're not going to do that.
Nope.
Oh, nope. You're driving the whole time.
Yep.
I ain't sitting in your wet ass.
And your caddy says, I think it's going to break one nut to the left.
Your caddy.
You have to have a caddy if you're plumb bobbing with your nuts.
He'd have to be naked with the vest.
He's got to stand behind you and then look down low. And, one nut to the left, I'd say. Left edge of the nut.
I think that could get dangerous when you swing the club.
Because your nuts are going to fly around.
Yeah, things are flopping around.
Todd could actually tee off on one of his.
Well, at the very least, they're going to like swing and wrap around his waist.
Are you talking about because I swing the club so hard?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sure.
Oh, long ball Todd coming to the tee.
Not talking about how far he hits the ball.
Just resting on the green while you're squatting to read it. Take a little break.
He's always got a keen sense of how dry the greens
if he's squatting,
are.
It would be resting on the green.
And then you videotape it and break it down.
Yeah.
I'd like to see your penis follow through a little more.
Oh, you're right. Because you're right. The slow motion swing.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Right, everybody's helicopter.
Let's go to the Konica Minolta swing vision camera. Let's not. How about not?
All right. See, your penis stops about right here. I'd like to see it go just a little bit further. A little more follow through.
You're right, because it would swing in there.
Full rotation.
Yeah.
Really got to open up the hips a little bit more.
Now we all want to grab a golf club and swing it naked. see how that feels. I've never done that.
I have a feeling I never will.
No, because you have to go in your yard. And
you have to be outside.
Neighbors wouldn't like it, you know?
Right. And when you finish, your nuts should be swinging right toward the target. Right in line with the target.
The slow motion swing video of a naked golfer would be the best.
Just go through it frame by frame.
Yeah, yeah.
Sir Nick Faldo would just be horrified. Right. Oh, that's just terrible. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, what the hell? Make all the pros be naked.
Hello, friends.
Demon Slayer Mugen Train.
Look at the wiener on Tiger.
That sounds
hello,
like
a
Deathpool name.
We've seen that.
It's actually the number one film over the weekend that y'all didn't see.
Weren't even aware of.
$6.5 million in its second week of release in the U.S. and Canada. Mortal Kombat number 2.
Is the Demon Slayer one of them scary movies?
No, it's a rom-com.
The demon sounds scary.
And then number 3, Godzilla v. Kong, Separation, and Raya and the Last Dragon.
God, I don't want to see any of that crap. Is there anything cool coming out in theaters?
I watched the new, there's a new Tom Clancy movie that's on Prime with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, it's called
Without Remorse.
Is that good?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Was that in the theaters?
I don't think so. Okay. I think that was a Prime only.
I meant theater-wise. I mean, obviously the other movies are.
Is that about a submarine?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's actually not.
No.
I thought Tom Clancy only wrote about submarines.
Yeah.
I like the Jack Ryan series that's on Prime too.
Yeah, that's the dude.
That's
from
John Krasinski.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But no, it was pretty.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it's your typical Tom Clancy stuff.
Yeah. Lavina, and I don't know how to say her last name. We're just gonna call her Lavina.
All right.
Delivered a baby aboard a Delta Airlines flight from Salt Lake City to Honolulu on Wednesday.
Yeah.
A doctor and 3 neonatal intensive care nurses happened to be aboard the flight.
Oh, that's cool.
Exactly.
Except for the problem is they probably shut down the alcohol service while that was happening.
Right.
You know they did.
No champagne for the new mother.
It was about halfway through the flight when this happened. The baby was delivered at just 29 weeks gestation.
Oh my God.
They used shoelaces to cut the umbilical cord, made baby warmers out of bottles that were microwaved, and used an Apple Watch to measure the baby's heart rate. Of course, any watch would have worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is 29
Apple's
weeks?
Like,
I don't even know what that is.
Less than 30.
36 is full term.
Okay, got it, yeah. That's pretty early. Yeah. Baby's fine?
Yeah, the mom's been discharged. The baby's remaining in the ICU until he's ready to go home. But overall, everything's fine. Can you imagine that happening in your...
Is that the third trimester? No. You're not supposed to fly at all. You're not supposed to fly any third trimester.
She didn't know she was pregnant.
She didn't, really?
Yeah, she did not know she was pregnant.
Good thing it didn't end up in the toilet.
And then all of a sudden, she's got a kid.
Wow. And they were flying to Hawaii?
Yeah, one of the two. Who are from?
Man.
Which island?
Probably for vacation.
That would ruin a vacation.
She might have been 5 vodkas in. Think about that. Maybe I shouldn't have drank on the flight.
Oh, you're hoping she's not having that time of the month, and then the baby pops out?
I know. You got to get a crib for your room. That would suck. Except they got a baby, I guess.
Yeah, but congrats.
Right. Yeah. You know you're not supposed to fly during your third trimester, ma'am. I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
Yeah. You can see the airline charging that kid for a ticket.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to have to pay for that seat.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Get your podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, you can get it there. Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, iHeart, all of them.
Spotify.
We're everywhere.
Pandora.
Everywhere.
All over.
Louis Anderson calling the show tomorrow.
Love Louis Anderson. All back in the studio again tomorrow. Allowing Nick to stay this time.
Nice.
Right. Get your vaccinations, by the way, selfish bastard.
Well, we're still going to need you to check in with the parole officer every few weeks. Yeah. Right. See if you're cool.
Right. And tape yourself swinging golf naked and send it to Push later on.
No.
We'll break it down. I'll break it down.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.